Wetlands. One of the most significant parts of Tommy Thompson Park's story are the wetlands. Over 100 years ago, there used to be a huge wetland at the base of what is now Tommy Thompson Park, called Ashbridge's Marsh. Ashbridge's Marsh was filled in a long time ago, and many animals no longer had the habitat they needed for survival at that point. As wetlands have been created on the spit, numerous wildlife species have found homes and resting places. But let's back up a bit. What is a wetland? A wetland is a habitat where the soil is essentially drenched for at least half of the year, and in many cases, the entire year. Swamps, bogs, and fens are all examples of wetlands. The types of wetlands at TTP are marshes. Plants that grow in wetlands have adaptations for living in very wet soils. Animals who live in wetlands benefit from the still waters and the many nooks and crannies in wetlands. Looking out at TTP's wetlands, do you notice plants that you don't see elsewhere? Or logs sticking up out of the water at various angles even? Well, these logs are one example of habitat features that have been purposefully placed in the wetland to provide birds spots to sit and from which to look for prey, as well as turtles to bask on above the water. But below the water is where the story really gets interesting. What we can't see are the root tangles and stones below the water surface at the base of each of these logs. These are spots where fish and frogs can find shelter to spawn and reproduce, and insects spend much of their life cycle. What else do you see in TTP's wetlands that may have been deliberately designed as habitat features for wildlife?